It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Every week at this time, we take a deep dive into all things related to buying, selling, and owning a home. Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place of Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, joining us on the phone this morning. Mary, good morning.
Well, good morning, Kyle. I'm excited to be here again and share some insights with our listeners. And this is the highlight of my week, being on the radio with Kyle Bailey.
Well, I hope you have other highlights besides that, but okay. A lot going on, and I know that you're busy out learning more about it and covering it. Talk about the kind of the current inventory levels around the county.
Yeah, so this is about the residential real estate market in Douglas County. We currently have a total of 501 active residential listings across all price ranges. And that gives us an overall month supply of 4.2 months, which indicates we're in a balanced market, neither favoring buyers nor sellers.
So tell me about that. Kind of break it down. What does that mean in terms of like by price segment?
Absolutely. So if we look in the zero to 200,000 segment, we have 83 active listings and a month supply of 4.1. And then moving up to the 200,000 to 500,000 price segment, there are 256 active listings with a tighter 3.2 months supply. And then as we look into that 500,000 and over segment, there are 162 active listings, but these are sitting on the market longer in about 8.7 months of supply.
So it sounds like there's quite a difference between those segments. How does the competition look in those areas?
Yeah, so let's talk about competition. So the overall pending ratio is something we look at when we're talking about competition, right? So the overall pending ratio across all segments is 40%. So that indicates a healthy level of buyer interest. So breaking it down further, the zero to 200,000 segment shows a pending ratio of 43%. If we go to the 200,000 to 500,000 segment, that's got a robust 50% pending ratio, suggesting strong competition amongst buyers looking in that price point. So in contrast, the $500,000 plus segment has a lower pending ratio of 22%, indicating less competition and longer selling times.
Well, the numbers there, that paints a clear picture. What would you say are the key takeaways for people listening this morning?
Yeah, well, first, the balanced market with 4.2 months supply indicates that neither buyers nor sellers hold the upper hand. And second, the mid-range of 200,000 to 500,000 is experiencing high competition, making it a dynamic market for both buyers and sellers. And lastly, that 500,000 and up market is presenting more choices for buyers, but sellers might need to adjust their expectations since selling could take a bit longer depending on which price you're in that 500,000 plus.
And with properties staying on the market longer than usual, some people might be asking why are homes lingering? Is there something wrong with the area? What would you say to that?
Yeah, that's a great question. We often hear that. How come this house is on the market for so long? Well, it's important to highlight that the average days on market right now can vary significantly by price range. And right now, you know, houses under 200,000, average days on market's 84. If you're over 500,000, they're typically sitting on the market for about 118 days. So this is quite normal. Higher priced homes generally take longer to sell.
So not necessarily a red flag then. What else would you recommend for clients who might be worried about this?
Yeah, I just say, you know, just understand that the overall market's healthy and active, and, you know, it's a solid pending ratio of 40%. So it's an active market. Things are just taking a little longer to sell. So I wouldn't worry about, you know, what's going on.
So that sounds like a solid approach. Talk about inventory levels. Some sellers might feel overwhelmed by the number of listings, wondering if their property is going to get lost among all the competition. How do you address that concern?
Yeah, so we completely understand that. And just to reassure our sellers out there, the pending ratios for that 200 to 500,000 market is currently around, you know, that 42 to 50%. So it's a balanced market where homes are moving efficiently. And, you know, it is important to work with an agent that can help, you know, develop a customized selling plan that is going to highlight your property's features to help, you know, make it stand out in the crowd.
and maybe things like staging and things like that.
Yeah, staging, competitive pricing, yeah, some yard maintenance, first impression.
So smart strategy there, especially in a crowded market. Now, a common worry is people asking about the sales price versus the listing price, and many people think they'll need to lower their asking price to make a sale. What do you tell them?
Yeah, so that's a common concern as well, but I have good news. So the average sale to final list price ratio is quite strong across all segments, sitting at about 97.7%. of the final list price. So that means homes are generally selling very close to their final list price. And by utilizing an agent that understands the local market and the dynamics of it, they can help, you know, a seller price their home competitively from the start, which minimizes the need for any price reductions.
Well, that's got to be reassuring for people. And I imagine your negotiation skills play a big role there in terms of favorable outcomes for your clients.
Yeah, exactly. It's important to have an agent that can help understand the market, but also can negotiate on your behalf, whether you're the buyer or the seller.
Great advice. Now, we'll keep an eye on how the market is evolving. Let's talk about the weekly statistics around the Umpqua Valley.
Yeah, so for the week of August 30th through September 5th, we had three new coming soon listings. 34 new listings hit the market. That's down from 57 from the prior week. We had 12 listings come back on the market. One seller negotiated a bumpable sale on their home. There's no short sale pending. We had 45 price changes in the previous week compared to 68 the week before. Pending sales are up to 42. That's five more than the previous week. And sold properties for the week was 33. It's same as the week before. And then we had 18 listings that expired. We'll see if those come back on the market.
So talk about some of the current listings that are out there.
Yeah, so there's some interesting listings out there right now. You know, the homes and parks are still the most affordable option. There's a new listing at 67 Manor Loop. It's been on the market 6 days. Three bedroom, two bath, just under 1,200 square feet. Listed for $57,000. The cool thing is the space rent on this property is only $467. That's one of the most affordable park living communities out there.
And let's move up in price structure a bit. What else do you see?
Yeah, so 437 Page Road. I doubt this house will stay on the market long. It's been on the market one day. It's 1,832 square feet, $389.9. It's on just short of half an acre. So great neighborhood, close to the school, had a lot of updates. Been it's been a long-term owner for a long time. So finally on the market. These don't come on the market very long. Then this other one, yeah, Kyle?
Go ahead. I'm jumping ahead.
Oh, okay. 178 Monta Vista. This house is awesome. 5 acres. 3,100 square feet. It's got an in-ground pool. You're in Melrose. $1.1 million. We'll see how long this one takes to sell. It looks attractive, so it should go quick.
And what about in Sutherland?
Sutherland, this is a cute little house. You don't see three-bedroom homes under $300,000 very often, but here was one that popped up in Sutherland this week. So everyone's missed out unless it comes back on the market. But on Grove Lane, 279, three bedroom, one bath, 1,000 square feet. That you know, is a good buy for someone. Whoever got it, congratulations.
And as we wrap up, how do folks get a hold of you and get connected with your folks?
Awesome, Kyle. To get in touch with us, feel free to stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street. Give us a call or a text at 541-371-5500, and you can visit us online at marygilbert.com.
All right, Mary Gilbert, Local Real Estate Today. As always, Mary, thanks for being on.
All right, thank you, Kyle.
8:59, wrapping up the morning report.